This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We're back. I'm David Knight, and I'm here with Robert Barnes, and we want to talk a little bit about these cases that were referenced in President Trump's executive order, because, Robert, you know all about these. You know this backwards and forwards. I know a little bit about it. I've done some study after I saw this in the case, and, of course, there's some others that I'm familiar with, but the audience doesn't know all the details about this. So let's talk about these. First of all, the first one that he references is Packingham versus North Carolina. What do you think is relevant about this? And again, both of these are unanimous Supreme Court decisions that they referenced here.
Yes. So the North Carolina case referenced was the recognition by the Supreme Court that the digitized public square is the modern day public square. And just because it's in the private companies, that's a different legal question of what we do about that. But it was a recognition that in today's world, when we first established the First Amendment, the idea that the public square could be privatized was simply inconceivable. Mm-hmm. That was not even in their thought process. The goal was, let's make sure that the public square, and there literally is a public square that's popular in the UK and London that this whole concept of public square derives from.
Speaker's Corner.
Hi, exactly.
Yeah, I talked about that this morning. An interesting place. I don't know if that still holds today. Last time I was there, things are getting a bit dodgy with the Muslims. They weren't too tolerant of speech because most of it is religious or political, right?
So exactly. That anybody could literally, that's where the word platform comes from. It's online.
Soapbox or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. In the U.S., it was a soapbox. There was this little wooden platform you'd step on, and you could just share whatever you wanted to share.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Every time I've gone, we go there.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. It's one of the fountains of a physical location that is a fountain of ideas, of free thought, free speech, free expression. And it's not just about the person's right to speak. Most importantly, it's about the audience's right hear.
That's right.
That's what people forget.
And they engage them. They shout back at them. And so the police will stand there just to keep violence from happening.
Exactly.
But you know,
you can heckle. You can do this. It's all free. It's meant to be the truest, most honest expression of ideas.
Yeah.
Because the idea is that ideas themselves need freedom to grow, mm-hmm. need freedom to be nourished, need freedom to be able to find themselves, to find their truth.
Mm-hmm.
And in that context, and so that's where it comes from. And what the Packingham case recognized is that in the modern age, the public square is now digitized, that very few people go down to the local public park to do their public discussion, debate, and dialogue. They do it in the digital space of Facebook, of Twitter, of YouTube, of Google. And the Supreme Court's recognition of that was very important because it meant, okay, there's now a judicial acknowledgement that this digital social media space is a digital public square, because from that flows a wide range of legal and political concepts that are important policy-wise.
And let's talk about this quote, the opinion of the court, and again, it was unanimous, but this was the majority opinion that was the liberals, Kennedy, Ginsburg, Breyer, Sotomayor, Kagan, and so they said a fundamental principle of the First Amendment is that all persons have access to places where they can speak and listen, and then after reflection, speak and listen once more. And if you're prohibiting that, this guy, as his lawyer pointed out, he can't even respond to statements that other people are making about him, which is basically where we are with Alex Jones now. He's been banned off of all these different platforms, and people can trash him. He's not even allowed to defend himself. And so this particular case, this is a guy in North Carolina. He had been convicted of sex offense with a minor. And so as part of that North Carolina statute, they said, you cannot get on the Internet, period, to do anything. And they said, that's too restrictive. And that's what the conservatives of the court said. They said, well, we'll let them have the right to put some restrictions on, but certainly not here. So they had a unanimous opinion, and it was really about being able to get onto that digital public square, which is why I was kind of surprised that they didn't tie this back to the 1946 case, Marsh versus Alabama, because that was one where you had a physical public square that was owned by a company town. You've talked about this many times. We're getting into this company town aspect of the Internet. So we'll talk about this when we come back. We've got to go to a break, and we'll also talk about the other case, because actually they had a very good train of argument in this, and we're going to review that when we come back. David and I with Robert Barnes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale. And then five items that weren't on sale that we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Forge, it's incredible, 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. David Knight here with Robert Barnes. We're going to be joined by Andrew Torba of Gab in just a little while here. But we're talking about the Supreme Court decisions that were referenced as part of the Trump executive order. We were talking about the decision that essentially was held 3 years ago. The Supreme Court unanimously said that social media is the digital public square. And as we're going to break, I said, I'm kind of surprised they didn't go back and tie this to the physical public square, the 1946 case, where the Supreme Court there said you can't kick a woman out who is handing out flyers. Even though you own the public square, because it is the public square, we're not going to let you take away her individual rights. And, you know, Robert, we've gone full circle now to the extent that if we don't nip this in the bud, if we don't understand that government is there to protect the individual rights, the God-given rights, the natural rights, the human rights of us, then we're going to have these corporations rule us in every regard. Because now we've got Google, one of the worst of these censors, is now working on taking over the physical space, right? They're going from cyberspace to physical space with their smart cities. So this whole thing's going to go full circle if we don't nip it in the bud.
No doubt. And really what they've done is they've laundered liability and laundered control. So, like, I'll give an example in the nursing home context happening currently with COVID-19. What the government does is the government, or in the vaccine context, what the government does, they take some activity they want to occur but don't want to be sued for. So they outsource it to either, you know, private nursing homes in the COVID-19 context to take infected patients, or to big pharma to make vaccines. And then the government, so that's the first part of the laundering. And then that's the activity that they want to have occur, where they want the government to not be liable. But then they turn around and grant immunity to big pharma or immunity to nursing homes, so that now that nobody can sue anybody for anything that goes wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, the same thing is happening now in the big tech context, where they're effectively, hey, instead of us, the government, owning the public square, we're going to allow you big private monopolies, you effectively, like the big trust of the 19th century or the big railroads of the 19th century, we're going to let you control and own the public square, and then we're going to grant you Section 230 immunity so that you can't be held responsible like any other private company or private person would. That's whenever you hear this argument, oh, these are private companies. No, these are private companies that are monopolies, and these are private companies that have been given special immunities. That makes them different and distinct from any ordinary mom-and-pop operation. And that's what distinguishes.
And this is something that I've seen happen in the political sphere as well, because when I was working with a third party back in North Carolina, we would go the extra mile to get on the ballot, and then they would not allow us to participate in the debates because they would take the position that the people who are controlling the debate were private. And so those private individuals were going to be allowed to restrict who they wanted to have in their debate. We knew that they were operating. It was pretty obvious that they were operating on behalf of the two major parties. But they had the pretense that, no, we're going to we have the sole. And, of course, it was the National Association, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. So it's the very news people who are now trying to push any other viewpoints off of social media that were basically pushing off independence.
Well, they want those monopolies.
Yeah.
So we've got Andrew Torba coming up with us for a couple segments, and we'll continue on with Robert Barnes and David Knight. But we've already done the job. The listeners have done the job of getting Trump awake, getting the Justice Department awake. And so we're kind of analyzing here, which is good, why they've done wrong and what's happened. But let's talk about this before we go to Andrew Torba next segment.
the head of Gab, who's been under total attack for just trying to create an alternative, which shows these monopolies aren't just like, oh, do your own thing. No, when you do your own thing, they jealously come after you. How are they going to strike back in their arguments in Yahoo News that, oh, don't worry, Trump will do nothing to Twitter, nothing to Facebook, nothing to Google? How do they try to block us? What do you see in the next 157 days with this election where they've taken our weakness as weakness, as they've taken our acquiescence as weakness? What do you expect about to happen next?
Well, their allies are in the judiciary and the press. So they'll fight back there first and within the legal academy. They have co-opted so much. If you see some professor on somewhere on TV or in the press saying, oh, you can't do this, this is not legal, this is a private company, First Amendment doesn't apply, nine times out of ten, they either receive money, their law school receives money, their university receives money, or they personally receive money from big tech in some respect.
Well, I disagree. I've never seen a time where they don't. I think it's 100% of the time.
Oh, you may be right. So that's the nature of it. So what you're seeing is people, put it this way, if they haven't yet, they're going to be on the teat soon. So that's the nature of it.
Exactly. They're begging to get on the milking.
Exactly. And that's the nature of it. So the reality, that's where they're going to resort to. I think their weakness right now, and it's also the barrier to being able to make meaningful change quickly, is their arrogance. So they're so arrogant, they don't think any consequences will come. They've never faced it from the judiciary, from the press. They haven't faced it really from the political class, who's talked a lot but not done a lot. And so we're going to see whether that changes. And so there'll be pushback on the legislative front to try to block any legislative changes that the president's going to push to implement this agenda. They'll try to fight it on the regulatory arena with a lot of lobbying money spent in Washington, D.C. They'll launch a counterattack in the press and with the legal
economy. No, exactly. So let me ask this question. When you're right, I think the espionage angle of Twitter, Facebook, Google working with foreign governments and taking money from foreign governments to cover up their crimes, I think that espionage is the quickest way to just SWAT team them now.
I think it's bifurcated. So I think I think their most personal exposure is the criminal exposure because of their in-depth relationship, in-bed relationship with the Chi-Coms in particular. And that's why
Exactly. So let's just not. Nothing against Barr and all of them, but we're not in the normal house, normal season here. We're like literally losing the country, everything. They're under total war against us. They're foreign agents. I mean,
yes, there's no doubt. I mean, the irony that someone like General Flynn gets targeted under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, but big tech is never even looked at when they are by far. I mean, big tech's also facilitated ISIS. This has been well known, well documented. They've been sued for it in a wide range of contexts, got out of it because of Section 230 immunity. So they've been facilitating a wide range of foreign agency action. But I think the reason why the president, even within the executive order, laid out with the problems with their relationship with the Chi-Coms in particular.
He laid out, I've got you by the balls.
Exactly. Put in there that you've been.
So why did they respond, David Knight, the next day with F you?
Well, I think they're trying to goad him into personal attacks so that they can use that to defend themselves. And I think that's why they stepped up the attacks today. But, you know, there's another power center in this, just besides the media, besides the university professors and so forth, and that is the military industrial complex. And we have to understand that one of the reasons why you have these big tech monopolies and why they've been allowed to run roughshod over people is because that's what they were created to do. Once the internet became practical, you had all these different venture capital firms. The CIA came out of the closet.
Exactly. They built the infrastructure that's now being used by the left, the Chi-Coms, to control us.
Yeah, and so they're going to defend that. There's going to be factions within the government.
Because they're fighting over control of that.
Exactly. And if we go back and we look at October, November 2017, and remember, we were pushed off in August of 2018, but in 2017, November 2007, actually October 2017, you had Clint Watts, a former U.S. Army officer, former FBI agent. He was saying, civil wars don't start with gunshots, they start with words. America's war with itself has already begun. We've got to stop false information. We have to silence the big guns on social media. And so he's calling for censorship. And this was after Facebook, Twitter, and others had left, and he's talking to the Senate. Nobody, Republican or Democrat, had a problem
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. They're in there saying, silence Alex Jones.
That's right. That's right.
We were the test case. They even set up in the hearings.
Absolutely. And so that's precisely what they did. And they want to make sure that they can control the narrative about all these other issues.
But let me ask this question to both of you when we come back. What are they going to do now that it's all failed so far? Because these people don't give up. They just keep doubling down, doubling down. What is the doubling down? Each of you, 20 seconds. David Knight, then Robert Barnes. How do they strike back?
Well, I think right now they pretty much got us under a lockdown, obviously. And so all of this stuff, this is an argument that, frankly, we should have had a year ago. Right now, the argument is also what happens with lockdown. And I think one of the things that President Trump needs to do, as I've said before, besides firing Fauci and Birx, he needs to come out and have people who've been right about this from the very beginning, and they need to undo the panic that has been
put on. No, I agree. He brought up all the real experts, all the real doctors.
Yeah.
And just doubled down and said, they're the traitors or Chi-Com agents. They would all be defeated instantly.
Yeah. And the other thing he could do is use his power and go to another platform like Gab or something like that, or create.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. He'll come back with your response on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. And we've got Mr. Torba of Gab straight ahead on the other side. We appreciate him. Wow, what a time to be alive. This is a very exciting time, make no mistake. And we're here on air despite all their attacks, thanks to you. Thanks to you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning growing population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Section 230 has been stretched way beyond its original intention, and people feel that on both sides of the aisle. This was adopted 25 years ago to protect the fledgling industry, and its purpose was to allow websites that were serving as essentially bulletin boards for diverse third-party content coming up to say that you're not responsible for the content of that third-party information. Now it's been completely stretched to allow what have become really behemoths who control a lot of the flow of information in our society to engage in censorship of that information and to act as editors and publishers of the material. So when they put on their own content, like fact-checked content onto other people's content, and when they curate their collection...
How did you decide to ban Alex Jones?
What users want from us, and what we've always provided them, is a curated platform. We think that what the user wants is someone that does review these apps, someone that does review the podcasts, someone that on like Apple News, where a human is selecting the top stories. And that's what we do. We don't take a political stand. We're not leaning one way or the other. You can tell that from the stuff on the App Store and in podcasts, etc. You'll see everything from very conservative to very liberal. And that's the way I think it should be.
But at what point were you like, okay, that's it. Alex Jones has to go.
I don't want to get into a singular kind of event, but I think there's enough there that reasonable people...
Chinese slave camps,
if you're going to...
Death camps.
That should be all.
And when they start censoring particular content, including in many cases at the direction of foreign governments like communist China, they become publishers, and they shouldn't be entitled to the same kind of shield that was set up earlier.
We haven't played this yet. We'll play it next segment. Andrew Torba's with us for two segments. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes is here, engineer and researcher and InfoWars host David Knight. But we have Joe Biden pledging allegiance to communist China on video coming up. Andrew Torba heads up Gab. They've tried to shut him down. They've demonized this great patriot. And he's here to watch Trump finally beginning to take action. I've had a lot of legal scholars I weighed in with on the phone and in person. They say this is a very strong move by Trump. What do you think?
I actually totally disagree, Alex. Section 230 not only protects, yes, big tech, but it also protects companies like ours, right? It allows us to compete against these people. More regulation is not the answer. The free market is providing, and Gab is proof of that. Over the past 48 hours, we've added 150,000 new people to the site. We're exploding in growth right now because people are sick of it. There is
no, that's beautiful. So correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Trump talking about Section 230 on a case-by-case being stripped?
Yes, but I think focusing on that in general is the wrong approach. Section 230 not only protects the companies, it protects small website owners. It protects your own website with a comment section, for example.
No, Andrew, I totally agree with you. You're a smart guy, smarter than I am when it comes to tech stuff, but... this is what they're using to play both sides. So that's the enacting power. Well, explain what the president should do then.
Well, the president should get on Gab, Alex. It's that simple. He should get on Gab. He should get on Parler. He should get on Minds. He should get on BitChute. With one tweet, he could turn the entire tech media landscape on its head. And I know, of course, I'm biased, right?
I hear you. No, I think you're actually right that his bully pulpit, if Trump created his own Twitter, it'd be huge. Barnes?
Yeah, I mean, I think as to that question as to how to protect small companies, It would have been good, I think, if there would have been one additional component in the executive order, which is simply to separate out
right.
those big tech companies that have a certain high, what's called a monopolistic market share. Which
yeah, those that have monopolies may lose 230.
And that's 75% or more of the market. Hey, go ahead.
Exactly. That was my problem with the EO, right? My problem with the EO was there was no protection for companies like Gab, like BitChu. So the EO should have said something like, you have to have over 100 million users in order for this type of action to be taken or this type of, because if regulation comes down, right, how are they going to determine that a website is being held politically neutral, right? We're going to have lawyers. We're going to have probably third-party auditors. How are they going to actually police this and make sure that the tech companies are being politically neutral? I don't see how they accomplish that. I don't see how a small company like us, especially.
But listen, this is why Trump hasn't taken action, is that it's a whole gray area. The point is, he's clearly declaring war on big tech, though. I mean, I get the legislatively going to be turned around against you, but I think overall this is positive.
Yeah, why can't they just be neutral? Why can't they just allow people to speak like they do at Speaker's Corner, like we're talking about? I mean, what we're talking about here is when they start censoring and controlling speech. If they're going to have immunity, they need to be neutral.
Well, we know through corporate power who's exercising power. So we're all being censored already. So I know, I agree with Torba, you can look at what Trump's doing and say it's not going to be perfect. Well, this is just the beginning.
Well, I think, to Torba's point, there is a way to protect small entities, aside from requiring the monopoly component, which they can add in the process. The second is that what Trump is asking is the FCC to have any tech company propose rules for how they regulate their process that include due process and viewpoint neutrality. And the idea is that in the way they exercise editorial privileges, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Gab doesn't do editorial privileges outside of the Good Samaritan provisions of Section 230. Is that right?
Right, correct. We only remove illegal content, threats of violence, child pornography.
But what I'm saying is we've been asking Trump to take action. They believed he was paralyzed. It's positive that the Godzilla's moving.
Agree entirely. I understand right. the concern of the small companies is that they don't want to get caught up in something that's supposed to target.
And you're right. Tests. The Google lobbyists will write it where Gab gets shut down and they don't.
Yeah, the risk of regulatory capture is a problem.
Believe me, though, they're crapping bricks right now. This is just, believe
Listen,
me, it's going to get
right.
sussed out.
Alex, you're right. Something's being done, right? This is fantastic news after 5 years of this stuff happening that we've all experienced, InfoWars and Gab in particular. Something is finally being done. He's talking about this issue. He's taking action on this issue. That is a good thing. But what nobody's really talking about is the App Store duopoly, because Apple and Google control 98% of the mobile app hardware and software distribution market.
No, you're right. That's the app entrance point.
And I think that's the antitrust angle that's coming down the pipeline,
Correct.
Or at least I hope so. Mm-hmm. Can you explain how that's an antitrust
Because they
violation?
Should give access to any legal app.
Oh, absolutely. And they're politically discriminating and market discrimination.
They're curating.
Yes, curating indeed. It's like someone who's stolen all the art, putting up something in an art show. Andrew, can you explain how it impacts Gab and the ability of what Gab can do right. by this antitrust app monopoly, this duopoly that's taking place?
Right. So Apple and Google, like I said, they control 98% of the mobile app store distribution. It's 100% a duopoly. There's no question about it. And not only are they preventing, apps like Gab, BitChute, others from submitting apps into the app stores, but they're also propping up their own apps ahead of other competitors. So, for example, they prop up their Apple Music app ahead of Spotify and other music services. And actually, the New York Times, I'm not a big fan of them, but they did an excellent report on this where they highlighted all of the competitors that Apple pushes down in the search results in favor of their own apps. This is anti-competitive behavior. This is where the DOJ needs to focus.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, and my understanding is these are not exclusionary options. What I like the most is that Gab has actually kept its promises. Big Tech has not. And that's why Big Tech can be sued by state attorney generals with the attorney general. That's the best part of this order is let's use consumer protection to go after these fraudsters and liars that Big Tech has been to get an economic advantage and edge over companies like Gab and free
up
the free market.
Let's break this down. This isn't just like your power company, okay? This is everything. And so Big Tech's the whole future. So the debate about Big Tech is the debate about the whole architecture of humanity going forward. We'll be right back.
We're living in insanely dangerous times. And I've told folks, going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse. And now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States. And it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it. But with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food, and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
As our guest, I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars. We have Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, day and night, host of the Tonight Show, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Central. And look, I can sit here and academically look at what Trump's doing. I can look at what's happening with the riots in Minnesota. But when you pull back from it, the communist Chinese are threatening to attack Taiwan right now. They're threatening to invade Hong Kong. You've got all hell breaking loose. So let me ask Andrew Torba, let me ask David Knight and Robert Barnes, real politique, to use a Henry Kissinger term, where is the world right now, separate from our political views and what we want? Who are the players? What are the factors? And Andrew Torba, why shouldn't we want the communist Chinese to run things?
Well, Alex, as a Christian, I certainly don't want the communist Chinese to run things. Christians are not treated too hot over there. Listen, you know, they're subverting these big tech companies. And, you know, these American companies are bending over backwards to appease these communist Chinese.
No, exactly. Congress, the intelligence agencies act like if it's Chinese, it doesn't exist. Like, oh, the Chinese are taking over. Well, that's fine because they're Chinese. Exactly. It's, I mean, if I tried this, I'd be killed. But it's like, so what, where did the green light become that if it's Chi-Com, we're just supposed to bend over?
I guess it's about money, Alex, like everything else. It's about money. It's about power. It's about who's paying who. If you follow the money, I'm sure we can find the answer. Really, what I'm most concerned about is these apps like TikTok, you know, Chinese-controlled.
Yeah, you were getting into the app monopolies. Let's talk about that, because you're right. They're trying to make the whole web about accessibility on a phone via an app, and that's really where they're building the false paradigm.
Right. It's a delusion of choice, Alex, and this is what it's been for the past decade. You know, you have the top 20 apps in the App Store are controlled by about three companies, right? So there really is no choice, and they're all in Silicon Valley.
And when InfoWars was the number one in news, was going to number one, period, they banned it.
Yep. Same here. Gab went to number one on the Google Play Store, and the second that happened, we were banned, right? And they allow...
it's about choice, though. No, it's not about that, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you see them censoring the president's tweet this morning, the same tweet from the actual White House account, which is absolutely incredible. And at the same time, you see, you know, dozens and dozens of people calling for violence, calling to burn down the country, calling to kill cops on Twitter, and Twitter does absolutely nothing about it. So there's this double standard. There's this hypocrisy.
Well, it's more than that. It's an informational human control arm, where we don't allow people that want death to have a speech. Those that do want, we allow to have speech. It is a giant criminal coup. It is a big tech coup over information, over human communication. It is a giant informational takeover, David Knight.
You know, Alex, right after you were kicked off of all the social media places, and you went to the hearings that they had, and Marco Rubio was there, and Rubio said, I don't know who you are, right? And later he admitted he did. The only thing he was concerned about, I mean, here they're going to have free speech hearings, and they've got the highest profile individual in the world who's been kicked off, just happened, and he pretends he doesn't know anything about that. But what he said in the hearings was he was only asked these people, Facebook, Twitter, and so forth. Now, if the Chinese government does X, you're going to stop that, right? And that's really the issue. As Robert Barnes was saying, they've gotten so arrogant now that they are allowing the Chinese essentially, they're playing ball for the Chinese. The military-industrial complex set these guys up. The military-industrial complex was behind a lot of the censorship 2 months after they moved against InfoWars. They took out...
So how are our intelligence agencies backing China and not Americans?
Well, I think this is going to be an internal struggle with them. And I think when you look at what's happening, you look at the struggle with 5G, for example, right? Both the American government and the Chinese government want 5G. They don't care about our privacy. They don't care about our health. They just want to be the ones who are in control. And so you've got this competition that's going on between China and between a lot of elements in the military-industrial complex. And as you're pointing out, they're moving against Hong Kong, against Taiwan, also in India, also in the South China Sea. The question is, where are they going to have a hot war first in terms of their aggression? And these people in Hong Kong are calling them not Chi-Coms, they're calling them Nazis, because they truly are fascist hyper-nationalists who are anxious to have an expansive war in many different areas.
No, that's right. So, Andrew Torba, what would you call this climate we're in right now?
Revolution, Alex. And we're winning. That's the thing. As I always say when I'm on the show, we have God on our side. We have truth on our side, and we have the people on our side. And I think, you know, Gab is proof of that, right? We are, like I said, we're exploding in growth. We've literally doubled our traffic in the past 48 hours. We have hundreds of thousands of people coming to the site. I think this is the tipping point. This is the tipping point for big tech. And we're probably going to see the attacks start to ride up against Gab again. We're going to see hit pieces come out against us. You know the drill. You've been through it, right? But, you know, this is an information war. This is a time of revolution. And I'm glad that I'm a patriot and I'm on the right side of history.
I agree. You know, I've asked a bunch of questions here, but in the time we have left, Andrew Torba, Gab, what else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners?
Guys, we've got to fight back, right? We got to build our own platforms. Alex spent, you know, 20-some years building his own platform. And with the power of the internet, with the power of open source technology, it's never been cheaper. It's never been easier to build your own website, to have your own voice. and to start your own social network like I did, right? So you guys can all do this. You can all stop using these big tech apps, these big tech products, letting them profit off of your data, mine your data, track everything you do across the web, and then turn around and shut you up when you dare speak outside
of
their little
box. That's right. They use you, abuse you, and then throw you away. But isn't that the paradox of their weakness? Is they believe they would allow all this to flourish that we built, and that they would then dominate it. But when they start losing, they want to dominate us. But in the end, they're going to fail regardless. I mean, that just shows their arrogance.
Right. Like I said, they're pushing hundreds of thousands of people over to Gab or over to BitChute or over to any of these other alternatives, right? People are building and people are exiting. Right. Exactly.
Yeah, Bandop Video's got five times the traffic this year it had last year.
Yep. It's incredible. And you know, people are supporting those of us who are building. This is only possible because of our users. We're fully funded by our users, and we have been for 4 years.
By the way, explain that. It's not a pat on the head. They're like a volcano coming up. Like, they're it. Like, it's not like, oh, you're part of it. No, it's like the people supporting, spreading the word, you're it.
Yes, exactly. You know, we sent out an email asking folks to ask the president to get on Gab. And there are now thousands and thousands and thousands of tweets and Facebook posts and whatever of people doing just that. You know, we have a mobilized.
Yeah, that's a great question. Why doesn't the president, they'll say a white supremacist put a message on there? Well, white supremacists put messages on every platform. It's like saying a white supremacist needs a telephone so no one can ever use a telephone again. The president needs to endorse Gab and other platforms. That's really the power above antitrust. It would just be to endorse it.
Right. Yes. Oh, yeah. And to use it. Go ahead.
Yeah. That would turn everything on its head. Robert, if you want to go off on that, because I don't want to, you know, toot my own horn here, but that is the ultimate, you know, F you to Silicon Valley, is stop using these products, go over here. And it's not to say that he's going to quit Twitter or quit Facebook. Obviously, he's not going to do
that. No, he should use Twitter to tell them about Gab.
Exactly, exactly. And that will shake up everything.
Well, I predict the president will do that. I mean, I think they can manipulate and play games, you know. I think they're going to really get a surprise now.
He could transcend these people, and he could do that without anybody shutting him down at any court or, you know, anything. He just does that move to alternative.
I'm just saying, I get Andrew being somewhat critical. It's not at least it's action.
Oh, yeah, and it is action in the right direction. There are risks in it that Andrew has identified, but those risks can be remedied as they develop the
Well, the man in the arena ain't got all the answers.
Right.
He just climbed in the arena.
Right, exactly.
He did it again. We won it. Just did it.
Yeah, agreed.
So now he's going to listen to us. Go ahead, Andrew.
Right. Yeah, no, he's swinging now. He's doing something, right? Again, Alex, this is a problem that, you know, God blessed me to have the foresight and the vision, you know, almost 4 years ago to see this stuff coming. And to build and to prepare, you know, it's like I'm building the ark over the past 4 years, and now it's ready, and people are coming over and flooding over. And you know, this is the future. This is the future. The future is on us. The future is to build. That is the solution ultimately.
I totally agree. We built Bandop Video. You built Gab. It's all a beautiful thing. Thank you so much, Mr. Torben. Join us again next week.
Will do, Alex. Have a great day.
All right. Guys, I want to come back and get into other points on this. I really want to get up into the next phase. How are they going to strike back with the COVID-19 lockdowns? How are they going to strike back with the race war that we see? Because, I mean, the globals mean business. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about how to stop their next level on the other side. And then we've got Owen Schroyer and others taking over. And I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., Lord willing. And I say Lord willing because every day above ground is a good day. And the only reason I'm still here is God. I'm not the man in charge.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of immunity.
Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Friday edition, and I'm a father, I'm a human, I'm a patriot, I'm American, I love God, and I'm just sitting here watching truly evil forces try to bring down society, try to turn us against each other. And so in the final equation, we consider and analyze data points all day long and talk about this factoid or that factoid, but it's really all about power and those that decide to not care about anybody but themselves. Even though it brings down the whole civilization beneath them, they believe they'll transcend it as being gods. Barnes, what is behind the New World Order? What is the real world political system? What is, I mean, when you go to sleep tonight, when you think about the power structure, what do you see?
That it's a fight for control, that it's a fight for centralized elites wanting to have control over the rest of the population. Money is just another means of power, which is just another means of control. And sort of Bill Gates personifies the mindset probably better than anyone alive today, but he simply personifies it. He is not the sole arbiter or provider of it. The Zuckerberg, other people have the same kind of mindset, same kind of mentality, same kind of approach, and it's all about fighting for control. They want a monopolistic control over aspects of the economy, aspects of political life, aspects of social life. Sort of lockdown economics and culture is very much sort of a big tech dystopian dream, and it's the same mindset and mentality that pervades them throughout. So if we're going to resist that, it's allowing the little piece of freedom against this centralized, concentrated control that the sort of oligopoly of the big tech giants want to impose in their cartel economics in view of politics and social life.
And then these tech heads are just such disgusting people. You were saying before the break, it's been Zuckerberg, at least on the surface, that bucks it the most. We have a clip of that. Here's Zuckerberg with Dana Perino, Mrs. Perina, last night, you know, claiming, oh, I don't want to censor anybody. Here it is.
Twitter decided for the first time ever to fact check one of President Trump's tweets. I wondered if you thought that Twitter may have made the wrong decision here.
We have a different policy, I think, than Twitter on this. You know, I just believe strongly that that Facebook shouldn't be the arbiter of truth of everything that people say online. I think in general, private companies probably shouldn't be, or especially these platform companies, shouldn't be in the position of doing that.
He said last year, when I said that Biden had neurological problems, they said, you can only mention Alex Jones if it's a negative connotation. So they didn't just arbitrate what truth was. They said, in a cult, 2 minutes of hate, you must say it's bad, David.
Well, you know, he just banned a conversation from the president of Brazil who was talking about hydroxychloroquine. And so he's going to try to control every aspect of this. But, you know, Alex, when you talk about what's behind this, look, it is a conspiracy, but it is a satanic conspiracy. I believe, like you do, that this is a spiritual battle. And this is why it's consistent, and this is why
generation,
exactly. Just put a different person in there, bow down and worship me, and I will give you the kingdoms and the keys to all of this stuff. And oh, by the way, this is what I want. I want to eradicate mankind. I want to destroy people, and you know, have depopulation and so forth. So we see these types of
kill, steal, and destroy.
That's right. We see these programs consistently being pushed forward. The faces change, but the agenda remains the same from person to person. That's why when you talk to people and they don't look at this from a spiritual standpoint,
they don't get it.
They say, well, you know, so who's running the strings? Who's pulling the strings? Well, we know who's pulling the strings.
Well, the Bible calls it the mystery of evil, because you said a generation of generation. Because I was never, I mean, I was a kid, and I love God, and I believe God was real, but I hadn't really. And when I got into politics and saw it face to face, I was like, my God, this is real.
And it's why you see all these people like Epstein and all the, you know, it's why there's all these pedophile connections, all these satanic rituals.
Because they've got to commit evil to go against, they've got to, like, get in the club.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you look at people like Bill Gates, who, you know, doesn't have any kids and he wants to kill everybody else's kids, I mean, he gets power from that. That's you know, he likes the power and he's willing to do this, and he is basically, you know, these are the approaches that he's taken. But what I'm concerned about here, as we look at it in the immediate standpoint here, how are they implementing this? And the thing that I still come back to, yeah, we should be having this discussion about free speech. One of the reasons that they were allowed to lock us down was because they had silenced everybody else. They had a monolithic narrative out there.
Oh, they got that in place up front.
Yeah, exactly. And so we have to be able to push back against this. We have to do it from the local level. But, you know, this has to be rolled back. And even from the standpoint of President Trump, he's got to realize that if they are doing this for political purposes as well as to destroy us individually. And he's not going to win re-election if he's got a Great Depression on his hands.
Oh, that's he knows why now. No, he knows. 157.
And he's going to have to undo the PSYOP.
I agree. So Barnes, your constitutional lawyer, transcending all this, who are the players? What do you see happening? What should we be doing?
Well, the two key components to the announcement yesterday was that they're going to use not only the approach that they did with Microsoft, which did ultimately discipline Microsoft and antitrust.
Broke it up.
Exactly.
The last time a trust got broke up.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The last time that the big tech threat was really present.
The last time the Sherman Antitrust Act was
meaningfully used and employed and disciplined a guy who completely was arrogant.
Oh, talk about arrogant.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody like it when it comes to Bill Gates. And then the second component of it is use the big tobacco strategy to go after big tech in the same way. Use the state attorney generals going after their mass consumer deception of ordinary people whose assets. What happened is they said, hey, you come in and join big tech. You give us your personal and private information that we are going to turn around and monetize for our personal profit. And in exchange, we'll protect your speech.
Total fraud.
Exactly. Pure. That's what it is. At its core, big tech was built on massive fraud the way big tobacco's profits were built on massive fraud. So use the same mechanism, the same methods, the same means, the same mode to take them down the way we took down big tobacco. Use the same strategy, same approach, and that's what was announced. That was the biggest thing announced yesterday.
Exactly. They got articles going, oh, don't worry, Trump's easy. Twitter has little to fear from Trump. That's the top. That's been the top of Yahoo all day.
Use the 20-plus.
That's the opposite. They have a lot to fear.
Exactly. Probably the biggest case is going to come right here in Texas. But use the Republican attorney generals to go after them to establish the precedent the same
way. And those juries, everybody's going to see it. Like, they literally have engaged in fraud.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, first of all, there was really two levels of fraud. The main level of fraud was, hey, come in, bring your friends, bring content. We want none of these big tech platforms.
Run your advert.
Oh, not only just the advertising, but even
you know, when I said I spent $20 million on advertising, I wanted to wake up the world. We spent almost all our money.
But even
like,
more.
Like 6, 8, 9 years ago, like my family's like, Alex, you're making no money. You're spending all the money on advertising. I said, I want to wake the world up.
But even
we're not here to make money. But exactly, I spent all that money with big tech, and now they're going to say, oh, doesn't matter. You spent $20 million with us. You're nothing now.
Well, and the thing is, and if you look at it broadly, even if you hadn't spent a penny in advertising, you brought probably billions of dollars.
No, but exactly.
Of revenue.
But I mean, I paid the money.
Oh, yeah, you did. But I'm saying on top of that,
because I just wanted to wake people up.
Well, think about it this way. Every other broadcasting platform, at some level, pays for the content they produce. What happened is the big tech said, please give us your content for free. We're not going to pay you for your content.
That's right.
And in exchange, we'll allow you to have complete freedom so that you can reach a broader audience. And
I remember when you were about one of only about a half dozen people with Facebook Live, right? They came to you first, and you helped to build that function.
Exactly. Well, that wanted me to meet with Zuckerberg in New York. And that was an off-the-record meeting, but yeah, they tried to get me to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it.
So they use you to build that.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then kick you off.
Precisely. Yeah. If all these people hadn't joined it, they would never have developed monopoly power.
Our first Facebook Lives had millions of viewers every time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Well, if you look at the conservative, probably you yourself helped contribute 10 million people to big tech platforms, which they value on average.
And I paid them all the money we made.
Exactly.
Because I want to just reach more people.
Precisely. And even
and then finally when we hit the zeitgeist, they said, no, no. It's like,
and if you look at the monetary value of those people coming in and subscribing and supporting, and you providing that content free of charge to them, the net effect of it is billions of dollars.
And the point is, whether you were a plumber or whatever, they took everybody's ads, they did it, and now they went, no, you don't matter.
It's a combination of consumer deception and unjust enrichment, an old legal concept where somebody gets rich by some unjust mechanism and means by making a false promise to someone else. So the principles of equity require that they reimburse those funds. So you could completely, if the government wanted to, the attorney generals could completely bankrupt every big tech company tomorrow by simply pursuing legal theories that currently exist.
And again, big tech's so big, they believe they buy everyone off. If government, people go, oh, be a libertarian, Jones. These mega corporations are the government.
The best
test. We need the vestigial government, the separation of power to stop them.
The best test case would be right here in Texas.
Or government's gone.
Yeah, just do it right here in Texas. In Texas, there is a good Texas Supreme Court. There's a good Texas Attorney General. There can be good Texas juries. Bring it here in Texas. Make it the signature case, just like Mississippi was with big tobacco. Let Texas be with big tech. And finally, discipline these behemoths and cartels, ultimately maybe needing to break them up, but at some level disciplining them to simply keep the promises they made to the public that has enriched them. That's all that's being required. Then nobody's asking these private companies to be treated differently than any other private company.
And let's be clear, though. They're not benevolent dictatorships. They're malevolent. They're not going to stop.
Exactly. So, they're like the Rockefellers of the 19th century. You got to spank them for them to wake up and do the right thing.
So, and then now, I'm going to ask you both when we come back ahead of the guests taking over. Then how does big tech strike back with David Knight, Robert Barnes? I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars, InfoWars, InfoWars.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.